This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, the video just broke. It's up at GatewayPundit.com and at InfoWars.com, the live show feed. Italian lawmaker calls for the arrest of creepy Bill Gates and charges of crimes against humanity. And more scientists, more and more lawyers are coming out and saying that's what this is a medical, weaponized, globalist takeover. And the sooner we wake up the horror, and that our acquiescence to tyranny encouraged these monsters to launch this, the sooner we're able to stop it. That's coming up. But Brian Stelter is one of the nastiest people on earth, and he's a liar. He's an anti-American. He's a defamer. He's somebody that goes around and gets people deplatformed, like myself. He literally stalked 20-plus advertisers and ran them off by threatening to do pieces on them and call them white supremacist. He's a terrorist, a economic terrorist. And what he is a sack of garbage who acts all powerful and manly. He is America's enemy. If anything was ever an enemy of the country, it's Brian Stelter. And I can tell you, my rant from 4 years ago calling him enemy of the people, I didn't know this, but a certain national talk show host and others sent it around everybody, and Trump got it, I recently learned. That's where enemy of the people came from. So I am kind of the unofficial speechwriter, I guess, at some level for a lot of folks, which I'm very honored to do. But it's only you magnifying the transmission and the guests and the callers that kind of create this ambrosia or the smorgasbord of a resistance that is such a particular concoction of truth against the enemy. The Project Veritas is a new video. It's up on InfoWars.com as well. Watch Project Veritas confronts CNN Brian Stelter about their explosive expose on CNN tapes where they admit we lie about COVID. We lie about Biden. We lie about to make him look good. We lie about Trump to make him look bad. We propagandize our viewers. We are oppressing people. It's just an admission of their criminal activity by one of their biggest directors and TV producers. Here it is.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Give me 1 second.
CNN embraced Director Chester's philosophy of the news.
Do you think it's going to be just like a lot of like fear? Like, climate?
Yeah, fear sells. Fear sells.
Does fear sell? Is Charlie Chester still employed at CNN?
I feel really bad for you.
Why is that? Mr. Stelter, we have a few more questions. Do you report any news that Jeff Zucker doesn't directly tell you to report?
Yes, journalism matters.
Well, sure. Do you have any comments? Do you use his words, propaganda?
Sure.
Is Charlie Chester still employed at CNN?
I feel really bad for you.
Why do you feel bad for me? We're journalists.
Okay.
Why do you feel bad for me? Are you a journalist? Are you able to report anything that's not directly handed down?
I want. You need to leave.
Do you want them?
Oh, okay.
Okay, Mr. Stelter, do you have any other comment on Charlie Chester?
Sir, you have to walk out.
It's a journalist with Project Veritas trying to get comments from Brian Stelter on our recent release from Charlie Chester in the propaganda and COVID numbers to throw fear into the American people. Coming to you from New York City.
Absolutely beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. We're so happy and just blessed to magnify the great work of Project Veritas. When you support us, you support them. And when you support them, you support us. So be sure to support both. And share the video posted at InfoWars.com, the live show feed area. All right. Man, did you hear him go, I am the chief media correspondent? Because we're like, well, we're journalists. You're like, I am the chief of media. They gave me a title. Well, calling yourself the king doesn't make you the king. You could have a garage band that can't even tune a guitar, call themselves the Kings, brother. And you'll never be Elvis Presley. You'll never be Chuck Berry. You ain't the king, son. Let's come on, Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good, when we come back. Here's a Chuck Berry. I mean, you're not anything. You're a joke. You're a detestable maggot. But that's who the enemy can get, a sack of garbage. It, the clown, comes up out of the sewer, and they're all wearing those damn masks. You watch. They'll be wearing masks in New York City in 10 years till they grow some and say no. Unbelievable. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, exposing people that look like perverts every day. I mean, come on, he looks like... Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. Cover this first, because we got Jim Jordan being told to shut up by Maxine Waters when he's asking questions. We've got Fauci just saying, hey, you said, here's the quotes where you said, once we get vaccinated, vaccinated people can go out and do whatever they want after 2 weeks immunity kicks in. And so that's the science. And so why are you saying now we can never take the mask off and never go out again? He's like, I will not answer your question. I will not answer your question. Because we know, I said it a year ago, they're never going to stop. And like, how'd you know again? Bill Gates said so on frickin' TV. With Fareed Zakaria, a year ago. Fareed's like, people don't know, we're never going to reopen. And Bill Gates is all smiling and wiggling in his seat. Looking like he just won the lottery or something. And every time they talk about death and murder and Nikolai, he just gets so happy. He's a frickin' demon, man. And the only other place I've seen wiggling around like that when you're doing really evil stuff is watching films of Hitler. Do you see the most popular films are him giving speeches and ranting and raving? Most of the time, you see films of him at his eagle's nest or him, you know, they shot a lot of film of him behind the scenes. He looks just like Bill Gates, wiggling and winking and laughing and rubbing his frickin' hands together and waving his damn arms around. I know evil when I see it. And Bill Gates is it. And then his whole damn family and the IBM fortune he was given by his mother, who was on the board of IBM, runs the thing. And that's why it's good news that all over the world, from Lee Dunham, the great constitutional lawyer out in Orange County, to major members of the Italian parliament, they're saying arrest him for crimes against humanity. And now it's even in mainstream papers. Is Bill Gates and Fauci behind the pandemic? Are they the ones running it? Did they do it for a power grab? The fact that mainstream news is asking that is their goose is half cooked. I've already marinated them. You've already marinated them. We got their ass on the grill on high, baby. They're half cooked right now. And here's the problem. They're going to launch something new real fast. And I've got my article here. I got to dig it out. It's up on InfoWars.com. Globalists need another crisis in America as the Great Reset agenda fails. It's not totally failed, but it is failing. But they're right. Brandon Smith's right. It'll mark it that they are going to launch something new. And I'm going to tell you about that in a moment. We've got all the plans right here. See here? We do things called research. See this right here for TV viewers? All right here for you. Because that's what we do. I know the average man's watching baseball with his buddies, eating pizza and drinking beer at a bar tonight. And that sounds great to me, too, okay? In fact, if we weren't in so much trouble, I'd be buying season tickets to baseball and football and the NBA. I love it all. I like basketball. I like boxing. I like the Olympics. Man, I'd be happier than a pig and you know what if this wasn't. But I can't do it because the whole thing's coming down on us. So what I'm doing at night is reading the UN documents. And all you got to do is read the UN documents, and then you'll know what's coming next. Because let me explain. They're never turning anything back on until we expose these monsters. And they learned with the communists and the Nazis that if they do a frontal assault, they lose. So now they infiltrate us and take over from within and use medicine as their operation. So let's look at it right now. Chelsea Clinton, who in the WikiLeaks knows her mother is running child kidnapping rings, runs the Clinton Global Initiative now. She is heavily invested in the Clinton Global Initiative that has the contact tracers. They're making billions off of this. She says that Tucker Carlson should be banned off of not just TV, but off of Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else. She used to call for me to be banned. Remember that? And she's God, so what she wants happens. A little nepotistic monster. Because Tucker's going to hurt people because folks may not get vaccinated because they hear him. He's saying, okay, I believe in your vaccine for hypothetical argument purposes. He says, okay, it's science. It's wonderful. It protects me. Why can't I be normal now if I'm protected? That's what I always said. Like, why do I need to take measles, mumps, rubella shot? Or why do I need to take the anthrax shot that'll kill you? Why do I need to take the tetanus shot? Why do I, if you already have all this, you can't get it from me, the hepatitis shot. Why do I then need it if you're protected? Why am I a murderer? Because it doesn't protect you. It's all a damn fraud. Hey, we'll play George Carlin next segment where he explains where he got his immunity. There's actual studies. He didn't know this, but I guess he might have. There's actually studies that swimming in swamps in the area you live in, and that means in sewage. Is that what we think a swamp is? It's where the bears and the bees and the buffalo and the deer and the bobcats are, and the fish. That's the flora. You basically, that's the inoculation is Mother Earth. But they've got people in India have some of the lowest infection rates. They actually swim in their rivers that are sewage in the cities. I don't want to do that, okay? But it'll make you tougher than an old alligator. They know all that, folks. When you're not around all this stuff, it's when you become sick. That's the people that are obsessed with germs and scared of everything. They're the ones that die young. What's the military do to make men tough? They can put them out for months in the middle of nowhere in sewage, swimming through everything. That's what makes you tough, folks. Anyways, enough of that. Let's go to Tucker Carlson responding. Here it is.
Internationally renowned humanitarian intellectual Chelsea Clinton has had about enough of this show, so she's called today for Facebook to shut us down. Quote, in December, Facebook banned claims about COVID-19 vaccines that have been debunked by public health experts, and yet, and she put into her monologue on vaccines on Tuesday, she said, our show's continued presence on Facebook was, quote, especially troubling, given that Republican men are currently most likely to say they're not interested in being vaccinated. Which is funny on so many different levels. First, that's completely not true. If you're looking at the populations that are most vaccine hesitant, it's not Republican men. And by the way, we don't judge. Our body, our choice. Every person has a moral right to make a decision about his or her own health care. Period. So there's that. But moreover, this show has been pretty adamantly pro-vaccine from the first day and remains that way. And because we do support science and do support vaccines and have faith in American science, we'd like really simple questions answered. For example, why do people with high levels of antibodies, people who've been naturally infected, why are they being encouraged to take the vaccine? Is that good for them? We don't do that with other vaccines. Why are we doing it now? And most to the point, why are people who've been vaccinated being treated as if they haven't been vaccinated? What is that about? Sincere question. Well, today, Congressman Jim Jordan asked Dr. Fauci when life in America might return to normal. Now, Fauci's an expert on everything, but he didn't have an answer for that question.
In your written statement, you say now is not the time to pull back on masking, physical distancing, and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your microphone on, please?
Sorry. When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. When do we get to the point, what measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom.
All right, we're going to come back to this because what he says here when we come back is what the Travis County judge said when the attorney general sued and said stop the mask mandate. The governor said stop it, which was unconstitutional to begin with. I'm not even defending what the governor had the right to do. It was a fraud. It causes bacterial pneumonia and most of the deaths. The evidence is overwhelming. She said, well, you know, you claiming you have liberty. You don't have liberty to put your germs on me. So the judge is a scientist now, and he's agreeing with Bill Gates, Judge Livingston, the chief judge in Travis County, that we're bad and we're dirty and we're evil. And any particles from us are bad. So now I need to be in a Ziploc bag, because everybody will tell you, when you're at the mall, you're breathing people's skin cells. Give me a break. When you go in a bathroom, what do you think happens when you piss in the toilet? Stuff comes back up. We're all interfacing with each other. It's what we do. It doesn't mean we climb in bed with a hooker that's got three diseases. The point is that being around healthy people makes us more healthy. Being around sick people makes us less healthy. That's why when someone is sick, you quarantine them. You don't quarantine the healthy people. It's ass backwards, and they know it is.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs, why these f***ing p***ies? Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw s***.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
Thank you.
Just listen to some music on the show, huh? You know, as bad as things are, the globalists are just Satanists. And they're going to fail in the end because they love to brag and they love to rub it in what they're doing. And they're really magicians. They run scams. And they think they're God. But getting back to Chelsea Clinton. Boy, that apple didn't fall too far from the tree. Webster Hubble, the product of Webster Hubble and the Rose Law Firm and the savings and loan and her father and the, because Bill Clinton's, I guess, sterile from syphilis and the treatments or whatever. But you got Bill Clinton, he's the surrogate dad, but the real dad is Webster Hubble. That's Webster's daughter right there. And then, of course, you got old Hillary. That's who the New World Order gets to dredge up to run our lives. And she wants to talk her off the air, saying he's telling people not to take the shot. No, what he said was, if I take it, then you let me out of the cage. And they're like, no, 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 no. Of course they lied to you. This is a trap. This is a takeover. This is a civilization weapon. This is a new type of warfare. So here's the rest of Tucker talking about it.
FBI concludes the director of the congressional press galleries within the Senate press office did a name check on Samuel Christopher Montoya and confirmed that no one by that name has congressional press credentials.
We're playing on clip, but it's no big deal. It's fun. It's cool. We love it. That's our reporter that got arrested. Can we go back to the one we were playing about Tucker? And I can show you a clip if you want. Oh, we have it. Here it is.
Get to the point, what measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted.
Well, then another member of Congress asked Fauci about this show's criticism of Fauci's rules. And by the way, not just lots of people have asked the obvious question. You get the vaccine and you think it works. They've told you it works, but then they say you have to socially distance, stay indoors, can't go to restaurants, and you have to wear a mask. What is that about? What's the answer? Fauci, again, didn't answer it. He just said we have no choice.
Last night, Mr. Carlson responded to you saying it's not a conspiracy theory. He said, referring to vaccines, quote, if this stuff works, why can't you live like it works? Why are you wearing a mask? Well, what's the answer, Dr. Fauci?
What we don't know right now, but we will know as we gather more information, that you can get infected even though you've been vaccinated, and because you're vaccinated, have no symptoms. And therefore, you could have virus in your nasopharynx. And you could then transmit it inadvertently
again,
to somebody else.
Again, he's been asked, when does this end? A year ago, he said, when there's zero cases. Zero cases of a cold virus that everyone always has. It's an impossible problem they cannot fix. And they know that. And they've written the actuaries and the white books, the blueprints, the white papers. It's all there. My God, arrest the bastard right now. Jeez. But oh, no. Webster Hubble's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, she says, no, 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 no. Tucker Carlson is about to be taken off the air for asking Fauci why he's a big, fat piece of filth. Burn in hell, Fauci. Burn in hell, you monster. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Incredibly articulate patriot, a listener of ours. He's like 13 years old. He's like 30 years old, I guess. He got banned for saying, I don't want to be locked down forever. Because remember, you're in Texas or South Dakota or Florida, you're not completely locked down. You got the cultists that are all in fear, you know, wearing their mask inside while they swim in the water by themselves in their homes. I mean, this is just total mind control. But he's joining us next segment because he got banned along with a bunch of people yesterday. You got Steven Crowder getting banned all over the place and losing his shopping cart support. That's what they really target. You've got Project Veritas, James O'Keefe getting banned on Twitter. And again, first it's Alex Jones, then it's you. And they've got a whole FBI task force out trying, it was in the Washington Post, saying, we want to put Alex Jones in prison. We believe he launched the attack on the Capitol. And then they will create the lie to do it. Well, I mean, fine. Blow my head off then. You're the ones that serve Satan. You're the ones that serve the pedophile rings. You're the ones. The FBI, there's no speculation about this. You're supposed to kiss the FBI's ass or try to put you in prison. No. I don't fear you. I fear God. You had a waiver 3 weeks ago to allow people at these migrant centers and where they're going with adult men to, quote, have no background check. You are child smugglers, every one of you, from the top to the bottom, unless FBI goes public, unless they decry it. I'm sure there are some good people that will, just like the Border Patrol's been doing. But my point is, I'm not an enemy of anybody. But when an organizational head does something and the rank and file don't speak out, like we've seen the Border Patrol doing a pretty good job of doing, when I don't see the FBI speaking out, then you're all guilty. And you aren't in any position to be judging anybody. It's disgusting. People go, oh, that's InfoWars that the FBI endorses child trafficking. Pull up Associated Press for them. And like, we're like, okay, let's see if this is true 3 weeks ago. I'm like, come on, that can't be true. We send crew down there. We've been down there for 2 weeks now. I'm going today. The nice little trip down there. It's like going to Florida, going to South Texas. That's a big damn state it is. And I'd be rather going to Florida. I mean, I like Texas, but again, it's not, South Texas is not Florida. I might move to Florida, who knows, but if I'm not in prison for political reasons. And I go down there and it's like worse than I imagined. There's like women with MS-13 tattoos handing babies off to people on airplanes, and we got stuff I'm not ready to break yet. That's just it's mind-blowing. We're talking, well, crew asked me not to say it, so I'm really bad about, I keep a lot of secrets good, but I just, these big breaking things, I mean, the stuff they got on tape yesterday will curl your hair, and that's all I'm saying. Because they don't just, man, I'm just saying, it's going to come out what the FBI's been supporting. You're going to be just like the SS in Nazi Germany. So keep being arrogant about it. Keep acting tough. Keep pushing Americans around. Keep your bullying. Keep running your crap. And keep running your BS. Keep bowing to your God, Satan. You're going to be exposed. Because whatever's been kept in the dark is going to be brought to the light. You could run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. But the truth, in the end, will expose what you've done. So, I've already played a lot of the Tucker Carlson thing, but he's really smart how he doesn't, you know, come right out and say it's all a fraud. He just says, well, I mean, if it protects me, why can't I go out now? And then they just don't know how to answer it the way he played it. I'm like a caveman with a club. I'm not like a surgeon like Tucker Carlson. I'm just like, liars, rah. He's like all, oh, he plays their game better than they do, and they don't know what to do. And now everybody's asking, hey, we took the shot, took it months ago. First, like, oh, wait 2 weeks. Well, now it's been a few months. Well, you can't go out still because you're a prisoner. They want you to be a prisoner. That's incredible power. In the future, via a phone app controlled by Microsoft in China, what in the UN, where you can go and what you can do, that's conquering you. That's not just taking your country over. That's getting you to accept martial law. And then we watch the burning police stations and the shot cops and the looting of all these stores. And they just drop the charges on a whole bunch of people in Oregon and Washington that attacked police with hatchets and burned down police stations and tried to invade and set the federal building on fire. You know, if our people set the federal building on fire, I'd say put them in jail for 50 years. They didn't. Some got lied to by Q, led by Antifa, in thinking they were going to save the country. They went into the damn Capitol, and a lot of them didn't even touch anybody and have been charged with serious crimes. But the people setting federal buildings on fire have been let go with no charges. The FBI and the Justice Department is a joke. And do you think as an American I feel good about our republic having a joke as a Justice Department? Because I believe in justice. I believe we've got to have checks and balances. We've got to have juries. We've got to have grand juries. We've got to prosecute people. But I look at who they protect. That's who got arrested, shooting cops, burning down buildings. And look at those psychos. And they went free again. And the God-doglet vice president bailed them out. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. But they got 30 FBI agents for our reporter who went in the Capitol and documented the same thing as National Geographic and CNN and Getty Images, but none of them are arrested. But because he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and because he went, woo, America, they got an indictment that he said he loved America. And so they want to put him in jail for 7 years. Just let that burn into your brain for a minute. If he had been a communist and burned down a police station, why, he'd be free right now. Charges dropped. What does that tell you about who runs things? They have no honor. They're fundamentally screwed up. They're mental patients. They work for institutions that are controlled by corrupt, America-hating lawyers who already sold out to communist China. And they're also thrilled that even down to low-level FBI agents now, if you're a Democrat and sell out, suddenly your wife or husband gets a contract with a company owned by the Chinese or somebody else for $3 or $4 million, and suddenly you're a millionaire. Suddenly you've got the lake house. Suddenly you've got it all. But you got to bring America down. How valuable will the lake house be, FBI, when the whole damn country's gone? And who works at the FBI? People like Reality Winner. She ended up going to jail because she worked with ISIS. She went a little too far, but she was an ISIS Antifa person. And you know, she was just in there giving Antifa everybody's data, where they live, who they are, committing crimes. And the FBI knew, and they let her, because they like having a Marxist fifth column that'll go harass you at your house or come after your family anywhere they want. And then you've got the Black Lives Matter people with their $10.6 billion. They're all private airfields, giant, you know, mansions everywhere. And they're just a bunch of morons running around bitching and complaining, all given carte blanche by big tech, carte blanche by big media, carte blanche to act however they want, wherever they want, however they want, attack who they want, shoot people, stab people, burn things down. Hell, I got a bunch of clips we'll play. BLM protesters, Infowars.com. Maybe we should play this going out to break. White ally, you're white, get out of here. They're now having black versus white segregation. I was going on this clip with my earpiece today, man. It's like popped off like 8 times or something. Driving me nuts, man. I'll fix it. There. It's just crazy. So Chris Skye, he just doesn't want to be locked down. He just goes on radio shows. He just speaks out. He's banned online. Now, if he was burning down a police station or shooting a cop, well, he'd have the vice president give him money because they're the establishment. They're the system. They're taking over. And they bring in these third world people. They wind them up with hate. They teach them they're going to get all this free stuff if they just burn America down. And all they're going to get is a vaccine that kills their ass in the end. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Tomorrow's news today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Telling the truth. We'll talk to him in a moment. They've also just banned other great patriots like James O'Keefe off of Twitter. We'll talk to him in a moment, but first I wanted to get into the racial division that's in the WikiLeaks that the globalists are creating. I mean, we know they're doing it. We know they're exacerbating real problems that are there, but making them 100 times worse. We'll get to some of that in a moment, and then to Chris Skye. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we fund ourselves selling you products that are absolutely essential for you and your body. Because I believe in a 360 win. I believe in a non-zero-sum game. I believe that the pie can be expanded for everybody. I want to sell you stuff that makes your life better. I want the good mojo. I want the good karma. You reap what you sow, whatever you call it. We've only got till like Sunday, 2.5 days left, because we're doing this live on air on Friday, to get our multivitamin mineral concoction that is top-of-the-line quality for adults and children. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at 40% off. Lung Cleanse is at 50% off. And our great Vitamin D3, taken under the tongue sublingually, Winter Sun Plus, is 40% off. Get these two together, Winter Sun and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get them individually 40%. The sale has to end on Vitamin Mineral Fusion on Sunday because it's selling out. Winter Sun will still be discounted. So will Lung Cleanse. Please take advantage of it now. It funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Without you, we wouldn't be here. All right. Let me hit this next little piece. I have been confronted twice by gangs of KKK. So I know those exist. I know they mess with black people. I know it goes on because I've got family in East Texas and I've worked in East Texas and the KKK is still there. And mainly it's just like young thugs that mess with people they don't know, or if you got a hot girlfriend or whatever, at the Dairy Queen, and they mess with you. But I've also been messed with by gangs of racist black people. I don't hate white people because there's some racist white people. I don't hate black people because there's some racist black people. I judge people according to what they do, who they are. That's common sense, like Martin Luther King said. That's why America believed in what he said, because it was true. And brotherly love that Christ talked about. But I have dozens of videos just today of whites being shot, stabbed, beat up because they're white, told you're not welcome here because you're white, and the hatred of these young black people's faces is palpable. But I notice most of the time, and I've looked at some studies on this, they're not even Africans, but where they're like, you know, 100% African. They're usually mulatto. They're usually part white. And now we learn, like Kaepernick and others, their parents are white liberals and have basically done this to them. So I keep going, like, why is it always white-skinned black folks that are being really anti-white? There's some really black folks that are doing this. And it's because they have white parents. They're either adopted or, you know, one of the parents is white. And the left has done this. This is their communist revolution hidden behind black people so they can do this and claim it's for black people's empowerment. Like the Black Lives Matter lady has tens of millions of dollars, private airfields, four mansions. She goes, oh, you're racist if you bring it up. Even when black people bring it up, she calls them white supremacists. She goes, well, I'm a Marxist, but I need money for my family. Oh, really? We didn't need money for our family? So it's the same story. So BLM protesters tell white ally, you're white. You don't belong. Let's show that video. Here it is.
Remember that. You're white. You already don't belong. And who can be a guest in the black space? You gotta leave. No, but you are. So shut the up.
Still arguing.
Shut the up.
And I'm gonna tell you one more time.
Shut up.
And then I'm not gonna talk to you. Go that way.
Move around, bro.
Go that way.
Yeah, you and your
compadres
will find
out
some business. Cause you're clearly here for all the wrong.
So this is George Soros, Bill Gates, weaponization. Look at the hate, because she's white, she's bad. That's what the left has created, and it just gets worse from there. Republican Utah Governor Virtue Signaler defends Utah Jazz basketball team, excluding white students from scholarship. Wow, because you're white, you're bad. This is like super racism, folks. And it goes on and on. All right, let's bring in Chris Skye. He got banned. We've got calls here by Chelsea Clinton to ban Tucker Carlson because he's simply questioning the vaccines and why the lockdowns continue. So, Chris, you're entering an elite club here of getting banned. We have James O'Keefe being banned. We have Stephen Crowder starting to get banned. What happened? Where are you going ahead from this point, my friend?
Well, first, before they even banned me on Instagram, they put me on the no-fly list, like a terrorist, because they knew I was planning on going to speak in Calgary, Alberta, and Edmonton, Alberta, and they knew I have a really large base of support here, and they know that Albertans are probably the Canadians that are standing up to lockdowns more than anybody, so they really didn't want me to get to Alberta. So first, they put me on a no-fly list, like a terrorist, pretending like I'm going there to do something bad when all I'm doing is informing people that they have the right to just say no to their vaccines and all these other illegal restrictions. When they did that to me, I decided I was going to drive all the way across Canada. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm currently in Calgary. I'm going to be here all week. I'm doing a rally on Saturday and Sunday. And that's why Instagram deplatformed me right before I'd be able to live stream at these events. I kind of anticipated this and have a really large base of support. So Canadian Patriots backed me up, and within 24, maybe 36 hours, I already have up and running www.realchrissky.com, and it has the ability for me to live stream. So if my Instagram is not back up because I've appealed and I've had other resources going to try to get my Instagram up, as of tomorrow, for all the events that are coming up, I'm going to be streaming live from my own personal website. I'm going to basically create my own.
That's what I was going to say on air. You know a community now. They can magnify you. When they get banned, the others will magnify us. We're never going to stop. We're never going to. I mean, let me guess. Has this censorship demoralized you or supercharged you?
Not only supercharged me, I'm going to tell you something that's going on right now in Mississauga, Ontario. I literally got texted about it just before I came on the show. So this is happening as we speak. There's a gym called Huff Gym in Mississauga, and they defied lockdown. They said they're not closing. Enough is enough. They even had people sleep overnight in the gym to make sure that the police and public health couldn't come in and change the locks on them. So today, The police sent a huge contingent over there led by a sergeant. What they didn't know is this sergeant is a fan of mine and has been following me for the last 8 months. And when they took down my Instagram, which is where he was following me from, he finally had hit his end. He went to the gym, and instead of closing them down, he publicly declared that our pandemic and our lockdown is a lie, and that he agrees and stands with me.
Yes, it's the breaking point. We love it.
This is what I want to say. So I told everybody to get their ass down to Huff Gym. This police sergeant is publicly declared. He doesn't care if he loses his job. He doesn't care if he gets arrested. He wants everybody to know.
Exactly. They'll punish him, but they can't punish us all. This is real leadership.
This is exactly what united non-compliance is all about. When you get all aspects of society, whether they're law enforcement, government, civilian, even criminals, to recognize that our rights are universal and our rights are essential, and that everything they're doing to us has nothing to do with our safety, but it's about controlling us, removing our rights.
The whole world's seeing Fauci say the lockdown never ends, no matter how many shots, what we do. What's the point of that?
That's what they want. They want everybody to basically submit to being forcibly vaccinated multiple times a year as a pretense to access your former rights. And they're going to keep us in this state of emergency indefinitely so they can keep these emergency powers and they can keep this control over us, all for our own good, of course. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, you're incredible. We got one more segment with you, and come back with me during the weekend if you can. But while people can contact you with the platforms you still have, tell everybody where people can get a hold of you again. This is important.
Okay, right now I'm on Telegram, @RealChrisSky, all capitals. I'm Chris Sky on Twitter, Chris Sky on Facebook. And my new website, www.realchrissky.com, is up. It's basically just like a cover page as we speak. There it is. And it's going to be able to go live stream for all the events that I have.
And I love what's happening. People are getting pissed, aren't they?
People are beyond pissed. I can't even walk 100 feet in Calgary on the street without somebody stopping me, recognizing me, and telling me they appreciate what I'm doing. They are way, way stronger here in Alberta. They are way more awake. I haven't been bothered for a mask anywhere here. The people are all supportive of what we do, and that's why the government here is so scared. Jason Kenney, their premier, was so ridiculous. He tried to call people that were warned.
All right, your Skype's breaking up. Stay there. Reconnect with him. I want to come back and talk about that church they've locked down with the SWAT teams and all that. Oh, my God, it's incredible. It's a total takeover, folks. Find your humanity. Resist. It only gets worse if you don't. It's kind of like when you're in a parking lot and somebody comes to mug you. And you're like, you know what? They're not going to mug me. I'm going to take that gun away and I'm going to pistol whip this guy. Just do it. And it actually feels good. That's how it works. At a certain point, you got to stop living on your knees. Be right back. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.